All right, gang, welcome to Puck Off. We just had our final game of the season. Frazier Smith here and Joe Bartnick, and a very exciting finals. You called it.
Thank you. Yeah,
you called it. I did not.
No, well, you know, you had a little change of a heart, but you were the
me and your daughter, the boo.
The boo. Yeah, we blame the boo.
Well, it's my fault too. We both picked Tampa Bay, but you know, congrats.
Well, they won every time I picked against them, so you know.
Well, you know, they had a great playoff run, didn't they?
They had an amazing run. Yeah, they had an amazing run, and you know, congratulations to them. But really, congratulations to what I will call a dynasty.
Well, yeah, three Stanley Cups in 6 years. In this modern era, with free agency and everything, that's really hard to do.
Yeah, and you know, and completely tip your hat to Stan Bowman. I mean, he's the architect of. I mean, you know, obviously it's done on the ice.
Yeah,
Taves and Kane. You kidding? And Duncan Keith. Duncan Keith. Are you kidding?
Unbelievable. 700 minutes in the playoffs.
He played an extra game, according to the stats.
Wow.
Like, according to the math, they figured it out. He played an extra game. I mean,
and he didn't lose any zip. He scored that goal. It was a beautiful goal on the rebound to put him ahead. I guess it's the game winner.
The game winner.
And,
yeah.
And you know, didn't seem to be tired at the end or anything.
No.
Amazing.
Incredible performance. I mean, you know, in Joel Quenneville, you know, I mean, he did it. He just said, you know what, F it. We're going to play 4D.
Well, he's a very smart coach.
I'm going to die with my boots on.
Very smart coach. You know, you got to give him credit because he made the adjustments, and they made the adjustments.
He made the adjustments.
You know, Tampa Bay looked great in those first couple games.
Yeah, I think the injuries caught up to him a little bit. You know, I mean, one thing I've knocked Bishop forever about is he gets injured too easily. I'm not going to knock the man. He's injured. You can't knock a guy for being injured, but he got injured.
And you know what? He played well with an injury.
He played damn well with an injury. You know, I think Johnson's injury hurt him.
Well, that's funny. You know, I was telling you, my mom lives in Detroit. She's 93.
She has to come on.
But she's Canadian. She's followed hockey all her life. She totally, and she broke it all down for me.
Right.
And she goes, when that Johnson boy got hurt, that was it. You know, it kind of, I mean, he was their spark plug.
I think we can break down Cooper. I think Cooper made a few mistakes. I think he might want back, but he was, you know, he coached a great playoff season. But I really, really want to tip my hat to the Chicago Blackhawks.
Well, you have to.
You know, I mean, you know, I don't
win
think
it at home. 77 years it had been since they won it at home.
And, I mean, I mean, I don't
three
think
in 6 years. That's pretty good.
It really was. Like, you love the Keith goal. I think just for, you know, his career and what they're going to run in the Hall of Fame reel. I think it was just a great goal. No one deserved it more. But the goal that I really loved was the second one, kind of the clincher, the dagger. I mean, that was just that was the varsity there.
Well,
you know, Saad makes the tip. You know, he gets it out of the zone. Comes flying, you know, my man, son. And he gets it to Brad Richards, an ex-Conn Smythe himself. He was in Tampa when they went. He was the Conn Smythe for Tampa when they won.
Right.
And what everyone thinks he's going to shoot, he freezes him and then goes to Patrick Kane. People say, oh, when's Kane going to wake up? He only had a goal and an assist in game six.
There you go.
he had not scored in the finals. Kane just, you know, buries it. And that's. And Stamkos, I tip my hat to him for when he wasn't scoring in the early rounds, coming up big with hits and never giving up and never the sour puss and everything. And maybe he wasn't played as often as he needed to be by Cooper, which we can get to. But, Steve, you had the breakaway. He got stoned.
And he hit the post.
He hit the post, but
that was a frustrating game six for him.
The breakaway, though, and like I said, you know, tip my hat to him. But you know, the truth, the Sids, the Lemieux, the Gretzky's, the Stevie Wise, they
get it done.
They score
when they
there.
Have to.
They score there.
Yeah,
They score in that breakaway.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
well,
those two
plays right there would have tied it.
Yeah.
You know,
he scored the breakaway before he got stoned on that breakaway. It was the game, you know.
And you got to give some props here to Crawford. You know, Crawford stumbled in that series against Nashville. He got pulled. He looked bad. And, you know, everyone was like, wow, we're, you know.
he looked bad. I asked
and
Corey.
Then he put it together here in this final round and really looked great.
Yeah, I mean, he gave up 2 goals in the last 3 wins.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
And, you know, I'll tell you one thing, though, and this is not to – I mean, Crawford was a – I mean, just that save on Stamkos alone. Because that was before Keith's goal. I mean, that was the – it would have been 1-0 Tampa. The arena would have been quiet.
Momentum is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was the save of a season. But, for Crawford. But, I even asked – you know, Corey or Hirsch, I was like, would you even think about Darling if he stumbles here again? You know, I mean, but Crawford just battled.
He did, and he didn't give up. And when he had those couple of bad games, it didn't break his spirit.
No, and it did break the team's spirit for him.
Yeah, they stuck up for him.
No,
yeah.
And
Darling's going to be a great goalie in the future. That kid's young. He's really talented.
They're loaded. I picked them in October, which
Elliott.
She did.
Yeah, I remember she said this is the Hawks year.
Okay, there you go. I'm in esteemed company.
Yeah, you are.
Because all the other people are like, oh, Bartnick picked it.
No, that's good, man. That's pretty good.
But I thought it was easier this year. Next year, I have no idea. But I may consider the back-to-back because everyone's saying, oh, they're going to break them up.
Salary cap.
Okay, Sharp stepped up. He could have pouted. He got sent down to the third line. They moved him back to the first line. Had the big goal on the Bishop-Hedman collision.
Right.
Didn't choke it away. Buried it. But Sharp, okay. Your boy Bickle, I think, is on the line, $4 million.
Yeah,
which who doesn't want
Bickle? I
want
to get Bickle.
I mean, and the key piece, Oduya. Oduya played with like a broken arm.
Oh yeah, banged up.
Amazing.
And he played.
He was great as a devil, but just a winner.
Tough kid.
Yeah, a great defenseman. Great defense. Yeah. But you know they got some of those kids coming up in. Comiskey, people all over the internet go, you don't say it right ever. So I practiced in the car right over here. Comiskey. He's young. Rumblad, young. Van Riemsdyk kid's young. Or maybe you go out and you get a Paul Martin. I mean, who doesn't want to come to the Blackhawks?
Yeah, you'd want to go there. Yeah. Hey, there's something else I got to say. You know, we knocked Heeman in quite a bit because, you know, he's not what he used to be.
Right.
Okay, and he retired after this. What a way to go out, by the way.
Yeah.
Stanley Cup champ.
Right.
But I just thought I felt good for him, even though he was a little rocky throughout the playoffs.
You know, he came through at the end a little bit.
At the end he did, but just to see him at the end, how happy he was. And, you know, and I love Taze. What an awesome, you know, the captain gets to do the skate around with the cup, right?
Right.
And he goes, no, you do the skate around.
Yeah.
He gave it to Teeman. I thought that was so class.
Oh.
Shows you what Taze is all about.
It does. It the whole organization. When you think about it, you know, since Sid won, since the Penguins won, it was like, oh, look at the new dynasty. Chicago's won 3.
Yeah. In the modern era.
That's
real hard to do.
And I mean, people are saying, you know, well, you know, I guess host a guest right. He picked Detroit, he picked Pittsburgh, and he finally
– Oh, that guy knows where to go next.
He's going to the Hall of Fame next.
Oh, man, he had a great finals, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, he did.
He's like a freight train out there. You know what we always talk about this, but I noticed it again. He back checks. You know, we say that's the Europeans that they do that, and he just – all out effort.
Back checking with authority though, not the old. There's a stick, a little hook.
No, he went after it.
No, he goes after people. I mean, and that's what makes that line so spectacular. And you know, he could go anywhere and play, but he stays there. You know, that's the thing. You look at okay, they lose Sharp or they'll lose Bickle. It's like, I mean, they got guys coming up.
They're so loaded.
Yeah, but guys coming, you know, Sod will step in. Tara Vinen, are you kidding me? Tara Vinen's 20 years old.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
Vermette.
You know, that's the other thing. I mean,
Vermette. What a shot.
You look at Stan Bowman. When all the sweepstakes at the trade deadline, he went out and got Vermette. I did not think that was the complete answer. I said it then. Oh, Vermette did two game winning goals in the final series.
With a great, he's got a great shot,
you know. And he played all ends. That's the big. Can you see these guys that come from Phoenix and all these other crap teams, and they're not used to playing. But I think you get in there and you see the way Taves plays and the way Hossa plays and the way Saad plays, the way Shaw does everything. Shaw sells popcorn, I think.
Your buddy Saad is a heck of a player.
I know. The funny thing is people in Pittsburgh are like, oh, they're signing him an offer. He's not going anywhere. You'd be an idiot. He would be an idiot. I'd think less of him if he went to Pittsburgh.
Well, he's got to stay there now.
Yeah, you
got to stay there now.
I mean, who doesn't want to play with Tay? I mean, he's going to be Tay's boy for the next 10 years.
All right, you're right, and you know, keep that nucleus if you can as much of it as you can.
I think that's the beauty. And the other Stan Bowman piece, which I have to give him credit for, is he started the arms race. He went after Richards, former Conn Smythe. And remember, because everyone was down on Richards as a Ranger.
Yep.
And we sat here, and you agreed with me when I said, you know, he's going to go to Chicago. He's going to be playing with better players. They're going to revive him a little bit, and he's going to look good in the playoffs.
And that's what happened.
That's exact. Quinville said he started out the season. He was okay.
But that's what he said. He was okay.
But he gets his legs under him, and then he the biggest pass. I mean, he set up both.
That was a beautiful play.
Yeah,
it was a beautiful
play. I mean.
Now, where does Tampa Bay go from here? They've got a great young squad.
Yeah.
Very talented, very fast. Do they keep most of their guys?
I think they're right there. Obviously, they're right there. I think they need a little bit more. They need another stud. They need a
little more grit.
I don't know about grit.
They're a super fast team.
I think they play with some grit. I don't think grit was the problem. I think they're a horse away.
Uh-huh.
I think that Stamkos. I think Foppola is a nice player. I don't think he should be Stamkos' number one center. Or Stamkos goes back to center, then you get Stamkos a winger. I think Killorn's a very good player, but I think, I mean, look, when you compare him against the big dogs,
I meant by grit. I know they are a gritty team. They're a hustling team.
I just meant
size, really, because they seem they have some size.
Yeah,
but with Hedman and the guys, but they're a fast team. I just thought they maybe needed a little bit of something, a little size.
I think a little bit more does. I think it never hurts anyone if you get a 5'11". 180 guy, or you can have a 6'1", 210 guy.
I think
upgrade a little bit on the back end, you know. I mean, that's one thing Cooper kind of didn't learn from Coach Q. Like, Carl was on the ice a few bad goals. Not to pick on him, because he had a hell of a series. He had a hell of a playoff. But, you know, I mean, I think they can maybe, I mean, but they're all going to get older. Schuster's going to get more experience. You know?
I just think
Stallman played him. I mean, Yzerman got Stallman. You know who was disappointing was Brian Boyle. He took that terrible penalty in the sixth.
Did take a bad penalty.
But I thought he would really kind of put his.
He's a very good player, but you're right. His series, he didn't have the greatest series. But
he should have been hitting. I mean, I guess they tried to hit Keith every time.
They asked Seabrook afterwards. They interviewed him, and he said, you know what? Watch Tampa Bay. They're going to do what we did.
Yeah.
They have that kind of potential.
They do. I mean, like I said, they have a leader in Stamkos. When he was not scoring, a lot of guys go in the funks. They get the boo boo face. They don't do. All Stamkos did was go out there and start cleaning people.
Well,
you know,
I don't think anybody plays harder than that guy.
No, that's what I mean. So they have a great leader. Hedman, are you kidding me?
Hedman's awesome.
He's awesome. And you know, if Bishop learns to play with the puck a little better and can not get hurt.
The triplets are all awesome.
The triplets are, and they're like 15.
Yeah.
You know, Paquette. Drouin had more shine on him than anybody 2 years ago. I thought he'd be a star. He had an injury-riddled season. He came on at the end.
Yeah.
So maybe Drouin ends up being Stamkos' winger.
Paquette could be a big star.
Paquette shows. I mean, they're very close.
Very good team.
They're very, and that's what's funny about the NHL, which makes parity great and which makes talking about it awesome. They were almost done in the round one. It just goes to show that
I'm still
so
mad
many,
at that series.
It goes to show
Red Wings had them, man.
It goes to show there's just so many good teams.
Yeah, yeah.
A bounce here, a bounce there, and that's what also it shows. I mean, it just, you know.
Now, can we talk for a second about some of the teams? We'll get back to the finals,
yeah.
But that didn't do as expected in the playoffs, like Montreal, let's say.
Oh,
a team that. Yeah. Well, you know what?
We liked them all year. You're right.
We liked them all year.
Yeah.
And we love that goalie, and they've got some really great players. But what happened there?
They ran out of gas. I think they just ran out of gas.
They had a tough draw. You got to give them that, but still. They didn't play up to.
Well, I mean, you know,
everybody has tough draw in the playoffs.
Kinda. Yeah, I mean, they let Ottawa be a tougher draw than they had to.
Uh huh.
They were up, and they kind of let Ottawa back in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Tampa was a team that you know had to play seven games against the Red Wings and be all tired, and they let Tampa Bay walk all
just
over.
Just breezed by them.
Yeah. I mean, that was the Tampa's easy series.
Yeah, it was.
Something that was weird was that Subban got that, you know, Subban was never the same after they gave him that kind of cheap-ass penalty that, you know, that they wanted him suspended for four, which was like a minor cross-check in the 80s.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he kind of wasn't the same after that.
I agree. And he's a great player, but something happened there.
Yeah, and I love Therrien, but, you know, I think he pushes them. I think there are a lot of overachievers on that team. And I think Therrien pushes them, and I think that maybe by April, they're out of steam. We'll see what they do, though. You know, we'll see what they do in the offseason. They're an interesting interesting bunch, I think.
Right, right.
It could kind of go either way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Now, how do my Red Wings look with this new coach?
I think they're primed.
I like this new coach.
I think they're primed. And, I mean, you know, we can talk. I mean, you know, they get a Bickle. Or they get a Sharp.
That's what they need.
You know, or somebody like
a they need a little effect. Muscle.
Yeah, or maybe even a Jarrett Stahl.
Oh, man.
You know, they get a couple guys on that change all the difference
now
in the world.
With all of his trouble there in L.A., do you think the Kings keep Stahl? You think they let him go? He's an important piece, I think.
I think he's one who listens. If you listen a lot, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart if you listen a lot, I'm always one for change.
Might be good for him, too.
Yeah, just mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
but don't try to cross the Ambassador Bridge, though. you saw what happened to Frobe.
That's what started the arm race. The arms race, talking about Stan Bowman getting, which is ridiculous. You have Stan, you have Scotty Bowman down there, you know, in the celebration, too.
I know.
you got Caves, Tane, Taves and Kane, and, you know, and everybody. See, but you have to get Scotty Bowman, too.
Well. You know, that Bowman family, man. I'm just impressed with him.
I know, but that's what I'm trying to say. Like, they need Scotty. In case you're confused, we have Scotty Bowman in the upper deck to answer any questions of trades.
Yeah.
They went and got Richards, and that started the arms race. Because everyone saw, you know, the Kings had Kopitar and our man Carter.
Yeah.
Get Carter. It's like, oh, with two centers. So the Ducks went and got Kessler. The Dallas got Spezza. St. Louis got Stastny. And everyone's like, the arms race. Richards was the best one.
Yeah, he was in the end.
The Blues are once again like in the top five favorite from Vegas.
Wow, come on.
You know, right. So
who do they have picked? Who's number one in Vegas?
Hawks.
All right, yeah.
Hawks 7-1. Then I think New York. And then Tampa's in there, and St. Louis is in there. I think next year, it's so early, I might go Ducks. And I'll tell you, if they would have fired Boudreaux, I would go Ducks.
Well, yeah, Ducks were amazing this year.
If they would have picked the
you got to admit, Ducks were amazing this year.
Yeah, just think if they'd have picked
that would have been.
You know,
Ducks really have a great team,
and they're gonna, all those young defensemen just got a little bit older too.
But something happened there at the end, which is just still perplexing. To lose that final game the way they did.
I,
But what a year.
You know what? We have in our news and notes, but we just talk about it now. Well, Getzlaf had a hernia.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is that right?
Yeah, he's having hernia surgery. So, I mean, as someone who can barely do this show with a hernia,
yeah, that's
I couldn't
right.
imagine checking the Taves sod host line.
Yeah, true.
He did. But no excuses. But, I mean, you know, I mean, I think the Ducks.
They're a loaded team, though.
They're a loaded team. I think that, and it's hard to repeat, so maybe Ducks. But St. Louis, St. Louis, man, I think they
every
they
year,
a
bro.
Coach,
every year. Come on.
You're talking about flameouts, though.
Well, they started off the year, as always, great. They look like the best team in hockey by far. I thought at the beginning of the year, they looked fantastic.
Yeah, regular season. Well, you know, because you knew, like, you know, Chicago and L.A. were just kind of hanging out. And L.A. waited too long.
That's what happened there.
But, you know.
What do the Kings do? What do they do? Do they have to add someone? And
they got
to
add. They're going to add a. Voinov. Add a key defense.
Does Voinov come back or is he gone?
I think he's gone. I think
he's got to be gone.
I think
right?
he's gone. Yeah, and then I think you get like a Paul Martin or another. Maybe Oduya. You get a big. You get a
Oduya defense. Would be good.
You get a defenseman that can play all the top four defensemen, and then you lace them up, and you say, you know what, we're not going to take the regular season off. We're going to pass Calgary and Vancouver, and we're going to get in the mix, and then all of a sudden, they're like, you know, they're a fourth seed that no one wants to see.
Yeah,
and Quick laces them up, and then they go beat Captain Kangaroo.
Exactly. Now, you know, two other teams.
Or a barbecue bruiser, whoever wants to ruin somebody's dreams again.
Two other Western teams that look pretty good. Winnipeg looks like they're on the rise.
Yeah.
They have some real talent.
Yeah.
And Calgary.
Yeah, I think Winnipeg is here to stay. Calgary, I'm not as Calgary, I'm not as sure of, and I think in the East, I think Patrick Sharp would, I think, send him to the Islanders. I think let him get Harmonic being hurt really hurt them against the Capitals, but you know I think they're a leader away. You know, someone that Taves can lean, someone that Tavares can lean on.
Yeah.
Put the A on him, have him skate on his wing. You know, I think the Islanders are going to be tough next year.
Well, they've got
they're going to be in Brooklyn
potential. Yeah, so, that's cool.
So you can see Jay-Z at the game.
Brooklyn, represent.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll see what happens during the offseason with some of these trades. You know, signings.
It's not a great free agency year, but I think a lot of teams are going to start trading around.
And I think a lot of teams are one or two players away.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they really are. And I think that's what really separates – I mean, that's what it really comes down to is just, you know, the Blackhawks have four Hall of Famers. And who else has four?
Yeah, they're just loaded.
Some teams have two. Penguins have two. Detroit has two.
Yeah.
You know, a couple other teams. You know, Boston has one. And I'm trying to think of my, you know, whatever. Rangers have one, but four's Trump.
Yeah. And that's what happened.
And that's not counting Seabrook in the, you know, I mean, that's, you know, and a goalie with two rings and all the periphery.
Well, yeah, I was impressed with everyone on Chicago, pretty much, and Crawford impressed me.
Yeah, I love, you know, I think everything is impressive about Chicago except the goal song.
Yeah,
I hate that song, and I love seeing Saad score more than any other than Gino, I think, than anybody. But I, you know, the song just
that's bad.
It's it reminds me of the Islanders, like the right stuff. Dun, 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 dun. In the 90s, it was like, oy vey.
You know, and I think we just for a second to go back to Bishop. You know, we maligned him a lot over the season, but he played very well in the playoffs. And I thought he played great considering he had an injury. He made some real nice stops.
He really did. He really did. I mean, his trials and tribulations are what cost him because he doesn't play the puck good.
Well, that rebound, yeah.
I'm talking about when him and Hedman ran into each other.
Well, that too.
You got to let Hedman play that puck. But, he, you know, for battling injury, he played, and he came up with some big saves too.
He did.
Yeah, I tip my hat to him.
He made some great saves.
He had a great play. And, you know, and Vasilevskiy, he played great, too.
Oh, that kid's going to be great, man.
Thrown in the fire.
That guy's like darling. He's going to be a star of the future.
Exactly.
You know, and
so that's another piece they can, you know, dangle around and get
and
somebody.
Gibson out in L.A.
Anaheim. Yeah, for the Ducks.
Yeah, they've got some nice backups. Out there right now.
And who's going to be gone is I guess the which I think is very scary for the Rangers is they're looking to get rid of their backup.
Oh yeah,
Talbot. They're looking to move Talbot. And maybe get another piece for their puzzle, which I don't think is a good idea. The older Hank gets.
Well, Hank's still the best, but.
You don't want to play him 70 games.
Yeah, not these days. You can't.
You know, he already broke down.
Yeah. You've got to have a good
backup. And Talbot didn't save their season, but he came in and just played lights out.
He played unbelievably.
They got on a roll from that. If he wasn't there, I mean, look how easy. Look at the Penguins and almost didn't make it. Detroit almost didn't make it. The Bruins didn't make it. I mean, that's how close it is.
Well, that's another guy.
You can't lose it. That if Hank goes down for a month, they could have not made the playoffs. So I would have kept. I think getting rid of Talbot's premature.
Well, you know, that's going over to Detroit for a second. Mazarek, I think.
He is your goaltender.
Yes, he is. He passed Jimmy Howard.
Yeah, he did.
He played great in the finals or in the playoffs.
He did.
And Mazarek's going to be a great future goalie.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
He is our goalie now. You're right.
Yeah, it's especially with the younger coach who's going to have allegiance to Jimmy Howard, and not that Babcock did.
Well, true. Well, you know what? We talked about that with Corey. You know, you got to give your first line guy all the chances in the world to screw it up.
Yeah, and he did.
And he did.
Yeah, and then at some point, you got to go with the team. I think the team wanted Mazarek just for the way they played.
I think they became more confident with him in there.
Yeah, the way they played. I think Cooper coached. I mean, I think he outcoached Babcock.
Cooper's a heck of a coach.
Yeah, but I think in the finals, I think he did a little bit of disco. I think he did a little bit of standing there wondering what went wrong.
Q kind of got him in the finals.
Yeah, but I think with Tyler Johnson with a broken wrist,
that really hurt.
I think it hurt, but I think, you know, I think that's when you maybe put Stamkos with the triplets. I think he did too much.
He could have shuffled a little.
I think he did too much sitting there thinking and not enough. And Brendan Moore is a warrior, but when you're down by two goals, he shouldn't be on the ice. He's not going to score. When the puck hits him, he's not going to score. So,
yeah.
You know, and he played his backup. He played his fifth and sixth defenseman a little bit too much for my liking. And I think he played the third and fourth line guys a lot. Now, I know the triplets were banged up, but then you put Stamkos with them. I don't know. I didn't see enough. And you don't want to panic, but I think you make adjustments. I mean, Coach Q adjusted.
Yeah, he did. That's why I say I think he got him. I think he outcoached him
a little
bit. But I think Cooper is a very good coach.
Yeah, I think he really showed me. I always think he's a little bit cocky.
And he is a little bit.
But I think he backed it up this year.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he really did.
I liked his comment about Gretzky. Any coach, he said, he goes, unless your last name's Gretzky, you're not going to score in every game. You know, anyone that props the great one.
Right.
And you know, he is a smart coach. But I think he did get outcoached in the finals by Coach Q.
Yeah. He did, but in Cooper's defense, you know, Coach Q had a few more cards.
Well, he did, and also Tyler Johnson going down. That was my mom's call.
Yeah,
it's true though. He used their spark plug and throughout the playoffs.
Well, just Kucherov going in and smacking the smacking the post like, you know, Dusty Rhodes threw him into it. I mean, Kucherov being hurt really hurt. He was on fire.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
I mean, even if he wasn't, oh, he was. Score, he was controlling
those first couple of games.
Yeah,
triplets were flying.
He was really controlling the pace of the game. He's one of the guys. As soon as the puck on his stick, you feel the electricity.
Oh, he's an amazing player.
And then, I mean, he got racked. He hit that.
Yeah, Palat's a great player.
Oh,
all the triplets.
Palat came through big time. I thought Palat looked amazing.
Very good player.
Didn't shy away from anything in that series.
Yeah, that's a pretty loaded team over there.
Yeah, Stevie Y did a great job.
Yeah.
He basically made the Red Wings of the South.
That's what he did. They were like the old Red Wings. That's what they look like.
Yeah, and he did it the old, you know, he did it too by just saying, okay, to St. Louis, goodbye. I mean, and Callahan, Jesus, Callahan was playing with appendix and stitches. Just, I mean, he had a hell of a
First of all, how tough are hockey players in general?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
These guys are unbelievable.
I mean, you got to tip your hat to Cal. I mean, Stevie Y just said goodbye to St. Louis. They didn't miss a beat. Callahan played good for him.
Well, Stevie Y's always known what to do. That guy's just amazing to me. As a Detroit fan, I just have always idolized him. He's great.
And you would say, I can't believe he left, but you know, you can't beat Dave Holland for your GM.
Well, yeah.
As much as you love Stevie Y, you're not going to give up. You're not going to give up Ken Holland.
No, no, that's true.
You know, I mean,
that's true.
You'd be crazy. You would be crazy.
Now, what do you think Babcock's going to do over there in Toronto?
He's claiming. Let's patience, patience, patience. And what you see in all this is that every team that's good, it's their draft picks. It's their draft picks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all Chicago. Those guys. You have to stink, and then you get draft picks, and then you make good
That's
picks.
That's really true.
And then, you know, it's to be – you're in the middle of a year, you get nowhere. You got to bottom out. Chicago bottomed out. They got those guys. Tampa Bay bottomed out. They got those guys.
Yeah.
That's how the Penguins got, you know, Malkin and Crosby. They bottomed out. You got to bottom out. You can't just trade. No one's that great of a – I mean, Detroit is kind of the only team that kind of – because they make genius picks in their fifth round.
Yeah,
but it's their
picks.
That's
another thing.
It's their picks. That's the thing. You have to build from within. It has to be your picks.
Well, wasn't Tyler Johnson undrafted?
Yeah, but they signed him, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to sign him.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Somebody spot him, Stevie.
It's Stevie Y.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes guys slip by.
Yeah, I mean, I when Saad went 73rd.
Wow.
Chicago went – I mean, everyone gets on the – in Pittsburgh, they get on the Penguins for pass them. Chicago skipped them three times.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Wow. How good is he?
He's unbelievable.
He's 22 years old.
Unbelievable. Is that how old he is? He's unbelievable.
He's unbelievable. Well, let's let you do the awards?
Sure. Let's do them. I was going to ask you about Connor McDavid.
Oh, go right ahead.
Well, what do you think? I mean, he's the Sid or Gretzky of this era.
What do you think? I think he's going to be great, and if they baby him and they protect him like they did Gretzky, then maybe he will rise, and he's going to have a good coach.
Did you see him play? You saw him play, you said?
I've seen him play on television a couple times. He looks amazing. But, you know, juniors are juniors. And then the big boys are the big boys, you know.
Right.
Duncan Keith isn't playing against Erie.
You're right. Yeah.
Getzlaff and Perry aren't playing against Erie.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But you know, we'll see. But like I said, if he's given a lot of rope, he may pass everybody except Gretzky. But if he's treated like everybody else and not protected and
you never know what will happen.
And the modern Scott Stevens knocks Lindros to hell and back 10 times.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Or you know, cheap elbow to Sid knocks him around for 2 years or whoever the case may be. You know, it's hard to say.
It's hard to say sometimes, yeah. All right, before we do the awards, should we check out some of these other quick news items?
It's up to you.
Doc Emery getting the Vin Scully Award. That is awesome.
I almost think he should have had it by now. I mean, it's so deserved. I mean, he's the best. And a lot of people give Doc flack, which I can't believe. I mean, a lot of fans, like, they hate Doc Emmerich. They're singing like, I mean, Doc is amazing.
Oh, yeah. He's unbelievable.
I love him.
Should be no question there.
Yeah.
There's a couple other little.
Nicholas Backstrom, which could hurt the Capitals, out 5 to 6 months.
Wow. You don't want him out.
No. Not, I mean, that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
Five to six.
On a sad note, the great legendary Stan Mikita is not doing well health-wise, apparently.
No, he's not doing well health-wise. And now we have someone who's doing great, Corey Hirsch.
Corey.
Hello.
Hey, Corey, how you doing? Yes.
What's going on?
Oh, we're just talking some finals, and this is your final appearance. You're always welcome, but we'll let you off the hook. But I just want to publicly thank you, me and Frazier. It means so much to us to have a guy that, you know, ex-NHL great, and just a guy, he's a television star, and he takes the time to talk to us on Puck
We appreciate
off, and
it.
We just really appreciate it. And you're a great
you
guy and a classy guy. No. You're big time, bro. You don't have to come.
And we love your insights.
We love your insights. I mean, you just, you, you know, we're just two bumbling idiots. And then you get you on, you're like, oh, that, oh, that's
brings a little legitimacy
to the
show. Oh,
that's the way it works. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wow. What's going on today?
Well, we're just we were talking about the final finals, and it was an exciting finals, wasn't it?
No, it sure was. The you know, even the last game was a good game. For a 2-0 game, a low scoring game, I thought it was a good hockey game to watch. It was pretty intense there right down to the last 5 minutes. I thought Tampa was starting to really press, and then, you know, Richards makes a great play to Kane.
Yeah, we said what a play that was.
2-0, and that sealed it for the Hawks.
Isn't that funny how just like the arms race started where everyone saw Carter and Kopitar, and like, we need two great centers. And then Stan went out and he got Richards, and people are like, oh, he's, you know, kind of washed up, maybe, I don't know. And I'm like, put him with the better players on Chicago, he's going to rev it up. And man, he came through like a Conn Smythe winner right there.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rangers wrote him off. Like, they didn't want him. Like, they wanted to get rid of him, you know? So, you know, to do what he did, I think it's fantastic. I was pretty happy for him.
Yeah, that was great. And the other goal, Duncan Keith, on the rebound, we were saying Bishop played a pretty good finals, but that rebound got away from him there, and Duncan Keith buried it.
Yeah, the one issue on that, I thought it was pretty easy for Keith to step around the defenseman there. He's a good player. You might want to watch that guy next time.
Yeah. How did you think the two goalies played? We were singing the praises of Crawford. He played well, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. They were both really good. I thought that both goaltenders had played really well. You couldn't fault them. They made a good series, and everyone had said some pretty awful things about Crawford there after the first round, and for him to be able to go out and do what he did and really just kind of, you know, show them up that he went out and won a Stanley Cup anyways. You know, I'm happy for him. He's a good person. He's a good teammate. His teammates love him. And, you know, they never quit on him. So,
right. Yeah.
I think you saw that at the end. Like, they didn't quit on him at all, which, you know, I've seen teams where they don't believe in their goalie and it's never a good finish, and with him, they just kept going. They just they believe in him, they like him, and that's what type of guy he is.
Well, I mean, that save on Stamkos was when it was nothing on the breakaway, and Stamkos stopped like it was a penalty shootout goal.
Yeah.
And I mean, he just stood there, mano, just, I mean, that was an amazing, that was like a cup saving save, right? I mean, it was just amazing.
Oh yeah, that was definitely a cup saving save, because of, they score and it's 1-0. All the momentum shifts Tampa's way, and all of a sudden the pressure is on Chicago. Instead, it's still 0-0, and you know, we saw what happened. He was good, and he's not real flashy, which a lot of people, you know, they're like, it looks boring in there, but that's what gets it done. That's why he's so good at what he does. Those guys are almost methodical with what they do. They just kind of keep pushing forward.
And it's a testament to his mental strength, don't you think, when round one he got pulled, and then he was able to come back and play so well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, the thing that really helped him was is that Darling went in there and played really well. A lot of teams don't have that luxury where they could have a backup that would get you through a series. You know, Nashville wasn't a bad team.
No, they're
and,
good.
Darling was pretty damn good for there for that first round for them. And give Crawford an opportunity to find his game, and I think it almost probably, you know, pissed him off a little bit where he wasn't going to go in there and lose his net again.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, what can you just say about the top four defensemen, I mean, for Chicago? You talk about warriors. I mean, they just – that it's almost going to change the way people think about it now. Like, they'll just play four from now on, almost like people can withstand it, right?
You know what? You might be onto something there, and that was the one thing that John Cooper had said, you know, or maybe it was Bruce Boudreau in the Anaheim series, was that someone asked him if they could wear down, if they were playing too much. And then Bruce Boudreau was like, well, what do you mean by that? We got to face two of the top defensemen in the National Hockey League, even for 10 more minutes a night. He said, that's never good.
Yeah, so, right, yeah.
Maybe they're onto something.
Yeah, it is kind of like that. It's like, well, why don't I just keep – if Keith's not going to – if his legs aren't going to fall off, I'd rather have Keith out there than somebody else, right? I mean, that's
– Well, that, absolutely. Even on their worst day, they're still miles ahead of some of the you know, best defensemen in the National Hockey League. That's how good those guys are.
Right. And Corey, could you speak to the future potential of this Tampa Bay team? They look poised to really do something in the years ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe they only have one unrestricted free agent at the end of the year, so this team is largely going to be back. I think you're going to see this team do some damage again next year. And if there was one team that could win in the finals, I thought it would be Tampa. You know, out of the Eastern Conference, they could possibly beat Chicago. And the games were close. They almost did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and it really seemed like, I think Crawford was great. But just from my bad eyesight, it seemed like there were so many, they had so many chances to score.
And it they really did.
You know, they just either hit the back of the, missed the net or hit the pipe or this or that. Or so, like Seabrook got a nice stick in a couple ways. But it's like, they won a lot of those games, but it's just like, oh, man, Taves and Kane just polishing the Hall of Fame credentials and just, boom, that was it.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is that the John Cooper, the coach of Tampa, is an interesting scenario. He won in the North American Hockey League, then went up to, I believe, the East Coast Hockey League, won there, and then won in the American Hockey League, and then just about won a Stanley Cup. So I'd like to know what he's doing. Like, what is he doing that's taking these teams championship teams? Because he's obviously doing something. You don't just get lucky that many times and have that many shots at championships.
No, he
seems like a slick operator.
Yeah, I mean, I think he coached a great playoffs. I think Q got him a little bit at the end, but, you know, Coach Q had more cards to play. But, you know, but what do you think about...
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was thinking, like, he didn't... He kind of just stood there. He kind of didn't switch up the... I know it's late, but, you know, maybe put Stamkos with, like, some of the triplets, or he just kind of stood there and let it kind of happen to him, you know? What do you think?
Yeah, which could be a learning experience for him. The one thing we don't know is who was injured. I mean, I know they said that Johnson had a broken wrist, so, you know, in the finals, he might have been useless, so you put him with... So you're thinking you'd like to get him with Stamkos, but, you know, a guy with a broken wrist, he's just kind of... out there taking up space.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And then Kucherov.
Do you make a switch there when a guy gets injured like that?
Oh, absolutely. You can't use them as much. You have to be careful on draws, right? You don't want him in his own end on face-offs, you know, with something like that. Because if you lose one draw, it could end up in your net.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you really have to be careful where you play those guys. And they are better than what you have, you know, sitting in the press box. Even when they're injured, no disrespect to anybody sitting in the press box, but those guys are. Johnson was a good player for us.
He had a wonderful series, didn't he?
And Kucherov was flying until he, you know, did the, you know, got road warriored into the. It's funny because usually you see the net come off a lot easier than it did when Kucherov got crushed into it. I mean, he went flying, you know, because he was really playing well before that.
Well, that's all part of it, right? I mean, you got to have a little bit of luck. You know, Patrick Kane was supposed to be out for the rest of the year. He comes back at the beginning of playoffs. I'd like to have his doctor. you know, but you know, it's a little bit of luck. Like they didn't. Other than their defensemen, I mean, the Hawks really didn't get too banged up there at the end. They didn't lose their top players like Tampa did.
It was nice, though, that at the end it didn't come down to a fluky, like Hedman runs into Bishop and then Sharp. It's like it really came down to, like, it was like the varsity came out there, boom. And it was like Saad makes the nice play at the opposite blue line, and then you got Richards freezing everybody in the world, and then Kane, bam. You know, it was nice it wasn't fluky.
Yeah.
You know, it was nice that the cream kind of rose.
The best team won.
Yeah.
I mean, no question, you know. And they were one of the best, if not the best team in the National Hockey League there throughout the season. They're always, you know, they're a world-class team. And those three guys, Kane, Taze, and Keith, you might as well just dust off a spot in the Hall of Fame for all three of them right
now.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
I think Hossa, too. I think Hossa is going to be there.
Yeah. And we always forget about Hossa, about how good he is. Right?
Yeah.
Now, does Tyler Johnson become a superstar?
You know what? I don't know. Size might prevent that. I could see him becoming a Marty St. Louis. He might be a little bit more gritty than that. But I guess time will tell. He sure, you know, proved a lot there in this playoffs. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
Now is someone that's a goaltender in around the league forever. What do you think of Darling and the Russian guy Vasilevsky? Do you think they're going to stay, or obviously they look like they can take over and start for a team, right? Or what?
Well, yeah, I'm interested to see what happens with Darling, because Vasilevsky, he'll stay. He's only 20. He's young. They've got him for 3 or 4 more years before they have to even worry about something that they have to do with him. But as far as, you know, Darling, his contract status, I'm not sure what it is right now, but I know that there are a lot of teams that would look for, 6 foot 6 goalie to start to be one of their starters.
I sure would.
He's done a great job. He's a good teammate. They all loved him.
Yeah.
I don't see why someone wouldn't go after him, but you never know.
Corey, as a Red Wing fan, what do you think of the new Detroit coach?
You know, I don't know a ton about him, but I know that historically Kenny Holland likes the people within his organization. He likes to move them up. He likes to give them opportunity. And I don't see this as anything different. So also, you know, you're not looking at probably a different way of playing. You're looking at they're going to play the same. But the one thing that does stand out is that coaches do wear out their welcome after a while. So maybe some of the players will be looking forward to getting a fresh start with somebody else. You never know how that's going to play out there in Detroit.
So sometimes just a fresh change of scenery is good.
Yeah, you know, a new coach, you get a different opportunity, you get a better chance. You know, maybe someone was in the doghouse, or someone that, you know, a coach wasn't really, playing up to their potential, putting them in the right situation. So then you get a new opportunity. So yeah, there might be some guys that welcome that.
Yeah. Well,
his parting words weren't the most encouraging either. But when he wasn't even quitting yet, he's like, this team, I don't think we have what it takes. And I was like, geez, they were 3 minutes away from knocking out Tampa Bay.
Right. We got some good players.
Yeah, I thought Detroit's better than that, Coach Babcock. But, you know.
If he's worried, if he didn't think that, he'd wait till he gets to Toronto and sees what he's doing.
Exactly.
He's going to have Shanny playing for him.
Yeah, he might have to.
My goodness.
Wow.
Well, Corey, have a great summer. And if you're, we'd love to have you back. You know, we can have you on anytime, but we won't bother you. You can enjoy the summer. And, we'd love to have you next year.
Love having you
on
the show.
And if you're ever in LA, please come in. We'll do, you know, come in the studio. We'd love to have you in person.
Will do, bud. Yeah.
You're the best.
Anytime, give me a call. I'm around. You guys want to talk some hockey? You know that.
You're awesome.
All right.
Thank you, Corey.
Thank you, buddy.
Sounds good, guys.
All right, buddy. Take care. All right. Corey Hirsch.
That doesn't get better
awesome.
Than that.
Awesome,
does not
right?
get better than that.
No.
Oh, such fun stuff.
Yeah,
now
man.
The much-awaited awards.
Awards, here
the
we go.
Finals awards category.
Yes.
Let's do a goon.
All right, goon of the week.
Andrew, back in rare.
Right on it, man.
Rare. Still in playoff form, I might add.
He is.
I think everyone was worn out, less goonery than usual.
Yeah, not a lot of goonery. People are too tired.
Yeah, we had Killorn slammed our boy Kimmo Tiimonen in game. This is all game four. And then also in game four, Keith, our Mr. Conn Smythe, just punched Callahan. McCallahan got a good cross check back in.
Got him back, yeah.
And back. Game five, Paquette, your man, slammed Desjardins into the penalty box.
I saw that.
That was a fun one.
Yeah.
And game six, a nice big tone setter. My man Brandon Saad came in and knocked Mr. Hedman on his tuchus. That takes a lot.
Which is not easy to do.
Not easy to do. Big man. Hard man to fall down. And then Boyle with a – I like Brian Boyle. Very stupid penalty. Punched Kane.
It was a bad penalty.
Right in front of the referee.
Yeah.
And then a guy who I also like, Palat, elbow. It didn't have to be called, but he did elbow, do you? Wasn't as egregiously stupid as Boyle's, but it was called.
Yeah, it was called. I guess
your thoughts?
My pick would be – my boy Paquette slamming Desjardins into the penalty box.
There you go, a little payback.
Yeah. don't know why I like that. I don't know.
You know, he's going to be your guy. He's like your new Bickle.
Yeah, man. He is. He's the new Bickle.
If Bickle signs with Edmonton, you're going to be
Bickle, Paquette, and Nyquist. Those are my three.
Those are your three guys.
All
right. Now let's do the there's some big ones in this one. So the save of the week.
Save of the week. Okay, what do we got?
You just go back and forth. Kind of, we have Ben Bishop with the big one in Game 4 on Sharp, all alone in front. I remember Patrick Sharp stepped in. He was all alone. Then we had Vermette off the faceoff. He had a big shot. Then we had a 3-on-2, Kane coming down. Bishop stopped that one, too. Then we have Seabrook made a save on Stamkos. Right in the slot, right in front.
That was a big play, and he put his stick out there.
That was a huge one. We did give that one to Seabrook, and then again Stamkos was all alone in front in Game 4, and Crawford said no. Game 5, some of the big saves were Shaw in the opening 5 minutes, comes out of the wash around the blue line and fires one, big save.
Big save.
Then we had the big save, Kucherov in all alone. And, well, you know, it was kind of a fumble by Crawford, and he gave the puck to Kucherov. Crawford jumps back in net, hits Kucherov, makes the save. Kucherov goes flying into the goalpost. We've made talked about it.
Yeah.
He got crushed.
He got crushed there, yeah.
But, you know, we make it a save. Someone already was on the internet. A couple people are like, you're going to give him the save of the week because he flubbed himself. Well, it remains to be seen.
Right.
Then we have, at the end of that game, Morrow on the doorstep, denied.
Yep.
Denied. Kruger had a shot there that was denied. And then a big one for Bishop was Desjardins made a shot. Kruger made a shot. Desjardins, it was right there to bury it. And Bishop, with his stick, pushed it away.
That was a great save.
Remember that save? Yep. You can see that in your memory. I'm not Doc Emrick.
That was a great save.
Yeah, and then a big one by Crawford. Again, Stamkos with the cannon. Palat with the tip. Crawford says no. Saves the game in Game 5. And in Game 6, you know, there's just so many in Game 6. Teravainen on the power play. Bishop kicked it with a skate. The second Chicago power play, Bishop had like 8 saves. I can't even.
He had a brilliant game.
Name them all.
Yeah.
To me, the two big ones, the cup ones, we talk about this all day. Stamkos on the breakaway. I mean, that's.
Stop the presses.
Yeah, that's it. And then at the very end, when it was still a game, it was 2-1. It was a 5-on. It was a 6-on-4. Palat in the slot. And that was the one. Crawford, I think, kicked it out. That was a great save, too. And then that was like, okay.
But
your executive producer is, you know.
There's a lot of great saves. Yeah. Corey Hirsch was right. Some great goaltending in this series.
Yeah.
But I got to go with the one that I think anyone would pick. Stamkos on the breakaway. Stoned. By Crawford.
Yeah.
It was like a shootout.
He waited him out. Stamkos, I thought he was going to make him look silly. Because he stopped. Yeah. As soon as he stopped, I'm like, oh, geez.
And Stamkos is tricky, man.
Yeah, I'm like, there goes my prediction. As soon as he stopped, I'm like, there goes my week of podcasting.
But I think you got to give Crawford that save of the week.
I think that's the save of the week.
Yeah.
Mr. Bobby Probert, I don't know. It's up to you.
I don't know if there was a Probert moment there.
No, I think we got to leave. Mr. You don't like to give. You don't like giving those out for no reason.
Yeah. That's a special award.
Special award. So we go to Ronnie James Dio.
The man of the week. Last week we gave it to the rookie, Paquette.
Yes.
This week, I think there's little doubt in anyone's mind if you really think about it.
I'm casting my vote for Duncan Keith. Your thoughts, sir?
Ditto.
All right, there you go. The finals edition. Ronnie James Dio.
Yeah, you got to go with
the
Duncan
man
Keith.
On the silver mountain. A few other things to wrap up before we get into summer programming, which will be just as exciting. A big shout out at the top of the stick to the Kings minor league team, the Manchester Monarchs.
The Monarchs got it done.
Bringing home the Calder.
You got to love it.
Yeah, a couple regular Nick Shore and Justin, I think they're in Schultz, that huge defenseman played for them. So they got a little winning experience. Yeah. And our old buddy, Biz Nasty, Paul Bissonnette.
Yeah.
Got to win the Calder Cup.
The Monarchs, congratulations.
Congratulations to them. We big tap of the stick to Super Duper. Pascal Dupuis cleared for contact, cleared to come back for your Pittsburgh Penguins. Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Big. That's big.
Huge. Huge.
What else did I notice about the Pens? Oh, they signed Anderson.
Yeah, the big slick defenseman.
Yeah.
Swede defenseman, so... We'll see what happens there. We'll see. We have all summer to worry about that. The Ducks are talking to former Senators coach Paul McLean.
Remember
the Walrus?
Yeah, the Walrus.
What do you think? Maybe a Thanksgiving Walrus at the table?
Could be. Could be, my friend. Yeah, yeah.
I'd instantly put the Ducks
way
up there.
Yeah. They got the team.
It's just so hard to repeat. The Blackhawks almost do all the time, but they run into Mr. Quick. Mr. Quick will be back with a vengeance as well.
Well, I'm hoping the Kings are too. I mean, the whole
your
team.
Your mistress and your wife are looking good.
Yeah, I think we're looking good, man.
You're looking much better than my wife is looking right now.
Yeah, there's some issues there, my friend.
Not as bad, though. Two more news and notes. The Coyotes, what a freaking mess that is.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I guess the city council voted him out of town.
Oh, no.
they want him gone, but Bettman says, we're not leaving, or I don't know what the deal is.
Wow.
I didn't want to bring Corey down because he's moved there, and he wants to see pro hockey there.
But oh, sure. Yeah.
Maybe when
you used to go to the games.
Yeah, well, hey, yeah, I do. I love going there. It's easier than getting Ducks tickets.
Now, what about the two franchises we've been hearing about, potential new franchises, Vegas and Seattle, I think is what I mean.
Yeah, Seattle, they're moving. They're moving on it. I think it's going to happen.
I think it's really a big movement.
I mean, I got people on Twitter saying it's going to happen. It's happening.
Well, so, I think both places would be good. I went to a couple minor league games in Vegas, very well attended.
Yeah. The only thing I worry about Vegas is that, you know, if they start out bad, I mean, they need to get a guy in there to sell tickets.
Right.
They need to find someone that's disgruntled to sell tickets, you know, whoever it may be.
Because Vegas is based on names.
Yeah. And they say they get, I don't want to break up the Blackhawks, whatever. Say in 2 years they get Kane or whatever. I mean, he's not leaving. But
no.
You know what I mean? Someone recognizably famous, even like a Rick Nash, because he's from New York, he could kind of get that little pop. Yeah. But he'll be damaged goods if he leaves. But, I don't know.
I know what you're saying, though. You need a big name.
Maybe Malkin, I don't know. But, you know, someone just to sell the tickets.
Marquee value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone to sell the tickets. Oh, you know, Sharp would look good in the San Jose Sharks, too.
Ah, yeah.
They could use them. And then one personal note. Everyone sends me stuff on Twitter, which I love. I always try to get back to everybody. But I'm trying to build up the fan page on Facebook.
Right.
So if you want to post all that stuff, send it to me on Twitter. That's cool. I like it. I retweeted half of them or most of them or like them.
But let's build up that fan page.
Put on the fan page so then the Puck Off fans can see them if they don't happen to follow me or whatever. Let's kind of make that be a home base for fun stuff hockey-wise.
Because we got the coolest fans,
yeah,
right?
We got the best fans. And it also, for next season, let's start early. And if anyone knows of a league where we can get more than 10 guys in to play fantasy – let me know, because I'm up for having 50 people to 100 wanted to play.
Hey, you started out good, man.
We got stuck with 10.
But our buddy won.
Oh, yeah.
Jose.
Yeah. Jose won. Yeah, no, I know. I faltered. I was
you did.
I was up so big. I got a little cocky over Christmas.
I think that's what happened.
But that's all I have. That's all I have to say. Thank everyone. We had a fun year. Summer programming. We are every week.
Oh, we're rolling.
Killing it. And you like the summer programs more almost than the winter programs.
Well, it's exciting because you get to pick your – we're going to do our top 100 players of all time.
Again?
It's always
a
lot of arguing
going on. Yeah, I forgot
last
year anyway, so.
Yeah. By now, I've forgotten everything.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be fun. Thanks, all the fans. You guys are great. I will be on tour with Bill Burr next couple of weeks. And Pittsburgh, June 26th, Friday, the WDV Comedy Festival. Me and my buddy Paul Verzi headlining the Rex. Come on out.
Oh, that's great.
Sir,
in your hometown.
Yeah.
And you got Bill Burr. There is no better comedian.
Well, I'm with Bill everywhere but in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
But I mean,
oh, yeah,
some great shows
it's the best.
With him. And as usual, I'm on KLOS 95.5 KLOS in Los Angeles. You can listen on iHeartRadio. You can check it out at 95.5KLOS.com.
Biggest stars come on your show.
We have some pretty wonderful guests. I'm
yeah,
lucky.
It's really interesting.
And we love the fact that the Puck Off fans supported the show. So please listen to me Sunday nights, 10 till 2 on 95.5KLOS.
Once again, congratulations, Blackhawks. And we love everybody. Thanks for listening.
For Fraser Smith and Joe Bartnick and Puck Off fans everywhere, we are
out!